Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Thank you, Kayshawn Booty. Thank you for making me feel cooler, because I don't get the whole Drake May thing.
Nobody does.
But Kayshawn Booty is an LSU star wide receiver. He's cool, he's hip, he's young, he's in the NFL. And I want to thank him for being the voice of all us nerds, dorks, fathers, whatever, for saying, what the hell does it mean?
Do you really don't get what it means? You too, Nick?
No, that's just how he
it's
was.
It's the same. It's what? The same thing with Dan Ball. It's the exact same thing. No one ever calls Dan Ball. See, I just did it. Dan. You call him Dan Ball. And it's the same thing with Drake May. You never just say Drake. It's always Drake May. So it's you always say his first and last name.
So why don't we say on certain, when we roll out you guys in the intro for the show, it should be like Dan Ball Ball.
Dan's fine. Thanks. I don't
get.
Sure?
I still
don't
get it.
Didn't we say Tom Brady for years?
This. What is that?
Don't I say Ted Johnson?
I don't know how that makes any
we
sense.
We said Brady. Well, yeah. No, we would say Brady. There's, if we said Brady, we,
no, you oh. didn't at first. Did no. you call Michael Jordan Jordan or Michael until it became just he's so great?
Right.
You're like oh, it's Jordan.
Right.
Yeah. There's going to be a time when you just say Drake.
Absolutely.
And everyone's going to know who you're talking about. We're
yes,
not there
Ball.
Yet.
It only applies to people. I've noticed that it only applies to people who have one syllable first name, yep, one syllable
right.
last name.
That's it.
For whatever yep. reason, it's easier. It rolls off the tongue
it's
more.
It's totally what it is.
It's 1-2 versus
boom, boom.
Just the one. Yeah.
You don't go Ted Johnson.
Right.
There you go, Ted John.
Because the only counterexample I can think of, and we used to Morris. Give Rochi credit
again,
slash
Rochi.
No.
Dan Roach.
Jimmy Garoppolo. When he was a rookie, he was calling him Jimmy. Jimmy or Jimmy G?
Jimmy G.
Like, they didn't use his
two
whole
syllables.
Name. Well, Garoppolo might have been the reason why. That's a long last name. Let's drop that. Let's just do Jimmy G and get the hell out of here. But
if
I don't know,
you can't
I
say
I'm
one
with,
word or two words, then it's too long.
And Drake will be Drake within the next. Now, the other issue is, though, the whole Drake thing, the musician. He's not going to be
the
first,
which
former,
is also from Mass.
Most famous yep. Drake. So
okay, maybe right.
If you just say Drake, do you mean the quarterback or the musician?
Or the musician? Maybe.
I don't like, but Drake May. Like
he's going to be Drake May.
Like, he's not going to be Drake. Correct. He's going to be Drake May. He's going to remain Drake May. Because Drake just doesn't like it. Just falls flat. Drake.
I don't know.
But Drake May has like kind of like a.
Do we say Mahomes or do we say Patrick Mahomes?
We say Mahomes. We say Mahomes. You don't say Patrick Mahomes. You say Mahomes.
We say Dak. He's definitely just Dak.
Dak is just
Do you
Dak.
Know
but
a
he's
lot
the
of
only
other
Dak, right. Tiger Woods. Yeah, he's right. the only Tiger in the field.
You know, Dak is not even his first name. It's
yes,
his middle
I
name.
I do know.
And his first name?
Dakota.
No. Rain.
Rain?
Rain Dakota Prescott.
I would also go by Dak.
Yeah.
The nickname still doesn't make sense. I don't still understand Stiz's.
I don't either. He did
so
not
I'm
convince
with these
me.
Guys. I don't understand.
And we're with Kayshawn Booty. He's with us, so that's a cool guy to have with us.
We're good.
We're all good. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your phone calls, but I also wanted to get to this Jeff Howe tweet. So Jeff Howe tweeted out Ted Fitzy, the standings.
That was his tweet, Ted Fitzy?
Nope. The 1-7 in the AFC, 1-7 in the NFC. So obviously the Patriots are the 1 in the AFC. And then he, after each team, put their record against the other playoff teams as they are right now. So, for example,
postseason context. Okay.
The New England Patriots, Ted Johnson, are 2-0 against other playoff teams right now because they beat the Bills and they beat the Bucks. So that's great. Mm-hmm. Ted's favorite team. Let's go to the NFC and look at Ted's favorite team. That'd be the Rams. They're the 2 seed right now. This is kind of impressive, actually. You know the Rams are 6-2 against other playoff teams.
They've had eight playoff teams?
Well, that's why the NFC is so much harder than the AFC. Like, their strength of schedule is almost 200 points higher than the AFC's.
Like for the NFC North alone, like, that is a Joker henchman fight from which the person that emerges, you know, is going to be badass.
The Seahawks, for example, are the 5 seed in the NFC right now. They're 1-3. They've already played 4 teams that are, and they're 1-3 mm-hmm. against them. Mm-hmm. Maybe the 49ers are the 7 seed. They're 2-3. They've played 5 playoff
49ers,
teams.
By the way, side note, is this Kyle Shanahan's most impressive? Sorry, it is a squirrel question.
I say that every year.
Is this his most impressive coaching job, considering the attrition they've had on both sides of the ball?
I think he's a good coach. Yeah, no, I think this is a good guy. I don't know.
9-4 is impressive.
Yeah, it's a good system. I feel like we used to do that with Bill. Is this his most impressive year? Yeah. They do a good job bringing in the talent.
John Lynch does a bang-up
job. See who made some plays? Keon White. Keon White, the castaway from the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I turn on the game. He's got like a sack, a couple QB hits.
You know
and I'm
what?
Like,
I bet you he didn't fit this culture at all.
No, I don't think he did.
And you know what? He's overrated. Sorry.
So let's look at the rest of the AFC. The Broncos are the 2 seed. They are 1-2 against playoff teams right now. Jaguars, 3 seed. They're 2-2 against playoff teams right now. Ravens, 1-2. Chargers, 1-2. Colts, 2-1. Bills, 2-1. So I guess to put this all in perspective, do the Patriots have an easy schedule? Yes, we've known that since the schedule came out. But most of the teams in the AFC have played 2 or 3 games against playoff teams. The Patriots have played 2. They're 2-0 in those games. No one else is undefeated. Did you notice that? No one in the NFL is undefeated
against
playoff teams.
So the haters and detractors, rather, excuse me, not the haters, just the detractors and critics at large will say, but they've only had to play 2. And they caught Buffalo on a Sunday night, and the Bucks were so banged up that they felt like a quadruple A team.
Eventually this is going to die. Like, you can't go through 17 weeks and blame the schedule.
Right.
There's, you know what, if they rip off another 4 wins, no one's going to be saying anything about the schedule.
Well, especially
because they've won 14 in a row, and that's amazing against the worst teams in the NFL.
Absolutely, and they have obviously the opportunity of the Ravens and the Bills, because if you win those games, you beat the Ravens. Right. Now you're 4-0 again. Well, you might knock the Bills out of the playoff contention, and if you knock the Bills out, you lose 2 wins over a playoff team. So we'll see, but the Patriots are doing just fine, especially, as you said, Ted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In the AFC, the NFC is a little bit of a different beast. You probably don't measure up quite as well there. 617-779-7937. The lines are still loaded, so we're going to try to get to as many of your phone calls as possible. Ted, you want some support?
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be nice
a little bit. About time. John in Maine has support for Ted. What's up, John?
Hey, Ted. Look, yes. I don't know how these guys get off calling up, telling you got an axe to grind, and that you wouldn't be what you are if it wasn't for Bill Belichick. How do you call up and say that to Ted Johnson?
Thanks for the call, John. How do they do that?
They do. It is. I appreciate that, John. It's you know, people just love their coach, you know, and unabashedly, and really just, you know, that's when you're that successful, you could pretty much commit, you know, murder, right, and still people are going to love you, right?
Remember, Trump. Trump famously said, "I could commit murder in Times Square, and a lot of these people would still vote for me."
It's, you know, I just, you know, no offense, I'm not going to want to hang out with those types of people. That's probably not going to be my people I want to hang out with. But that's just the way people are wired. Some people, you know.
And also, can we just remind people that Ted Johnson, I believe, you correct me, you were there, played in a Super Bowl before Bill Belichick was the head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were dubbed the neck, or what? Like, you were a talking point. You got all the, like, you played a long career before Bill. Well, Bill was there, but Bill was not the head coach. And
I had two head coaches, and both of them are Hall of Fame. Going to be Hall of Fame coaches. That was Bill Parcells drafted me, and so, you know, if you don't think Bill Parcells is a very good coach, he's the one that drafted me, played me as a rookie. Very fortunate for that. Pete Carroll's going to go into the Hall of Fame.
Right,
he coached me for 3 years.
Right.
I was very fortunate that the three head coaches I had, never, not once, was I ever cut, was I ever released, was I ever let go.
And
in the
opposite,
10 years I played.
You signed a contract that was one of the most lucrative linebacker contracts at the time, right? So, like, to say that...
And that was before Bill got here.
No, that's what I mean. To say that it only started for you when Bill arrived? No. Did it change? Did you win Super Bowls with Bill? Absolutely. That's a fact of the record. Now, as you would bring up, those are a little bit tainted in the eyes of some because of Bill's actions at other times in his career and down the road. So that's all part of the picture, but you played for a long time before Bill Belichick was your head coach.
At a high level, yep. Thank you.
At a very high level. And some of us did love watching Ted Johnson play. Some of us, not me, I don't have the jersey.
Some of us have photos at our house of Ted Johnson having lunch with their grandma.
Oh, that's a sweet picture.
At the Salvation Army.
Oh, my
gosh, sir.
You remember that picture.
Yes,
617-779-7937. Let's go to Dermont in Topsfield. What's up, Dermont?
I wanted to compliment Ted. Ted, it's very unusual for us New England sports fans to hear that kind of honesty, for somebody to actually say that, you know, a coach cheated and something was tainted. So, you know, kudos to you for that. I had a question for you, though. To me, Deflategate is the one I want to know about. So I'd love to get your perception on Deflategate, particularly did the players know, which players knew, and why can't we get to the truth of it? That kind of stuff.
Thanks, Dermont.
Yeah, the
accent was awesome, by the
way. That was great. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words. But I'm going to feel a different way about it. You heard me in my opening three-point stance. You know, no one ever talked about PSI pressure in a football. And if it has less than what is the rules, which there's no – that rule about no air, you know, a certain amount of air in a football has never been any of the rule books I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's that. I just don't see it as that even nearly as big of a deal. Like, letting out a little bit of pressure in a football is equivalent to what the other scandals were. Like, not even close. Are you kidding me?
But, okay, so you said it just doesn't seem like it's that big a deal to me. So that's opinionating versus fact, right? And if the NFL says we have books, we have rules, we have manuals that say you're not allowed to do this. You're talking to a guy who had a small cottage micro industry based on defending Tom Brady and, you know, being there to the last dying breath from every Brady hater and whatnot. And look, you had, let me see, Andy, name some other ones if I forget them. Brad Johnson, Jeff Blake, Aaron Rodgers said they would pay people, scuff up the balls, overinflate them. Rodgers liked them at 16 PSI.
Yep. Is that against the rules?
Now, apparently it was, but they would just do it. It was one of those things where it was understood like, nobody gives a blank.
Yeah.
And it's fine. The reason why Tom Brady was hung out to dry was because of what happened during Deflategate and the fact that the punishment was...
I really think it goes deeper than that. I think it was a hate of Bill Belichick. I think there were other teams that were so frustrated. No, not about the punishment. Dealing with him, like on a week-to-week, year-to-year, I think there was a frustration among other teams
in the formation that against the Ravens.
Belichick didn't play well with others, for a lack of a better term, and made their lives nightmares. And they had an opportunity, they being the Colts here, to push back in the Deflategate thing. And I think if Bill were Pete Carroll, never would have happened. Bill, if Pete Carroll was leading the Patriots in a way that Pete Carroll would, this would have never happened. But Bill was leading the Patriots in the way the Patriots were led at the time. And when the other team got the hammer, they took the hammer and then they handed it to the NFL.
You know what? I'm going to ask people a question. People that, you know, have an issue with me saying that Bill Belichick should not go in the Hall of Fame in a first ballot. He should go in, but not in a first ballot. I want to ask those people that question my opinion on that a question when we come back.
All right. I'm looking forward to this. For odds and ends, we're going to go rapid fire phone calls because the lines are decked. I'm not giving the number. We're going to talk to Jake, Bill, Kent, Craig, and JR if I do my job right. Rapid fire phone calls next for odds and ends here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.